to the United States now, where President Joe Biden has pledged more support for Ukraine as he welcomed NATO members to a Washington summit, marking the organization's 75th anniversary. It comes just days after Russian attacks on Ukraine, including on a children's hospital in Kyiv, left dozens of people dead. Last night, in a forceful and determined speech at the opening of the summit, President Biden said Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine continues, and we know Putin won't stop at Ukraine. But make no mistake, Ukraine can and will stop Putin. Before this war, Putin thought NATO would break. Today, NATO is stronger than it's ever been in its history. When this senseless war began, Ukraine was a free country. Today, it is still a free country. And the war will end with Ukraine remaining a free and independent country.
Well, that summit, of course, comes as President Biden faces increasing pressure to prove he's up to the task of president, as questions over his health continue to dominate following that poor debate performance 2 weeks ago. His presumptive opponent in November's election is former President Donald Trump. Here's what he had to say overnight.
But even CNN said as I walked off the stage that it was one of the greatest performances they've ever seen. But it was sort of easy, if you want to know the truth. Our victory was so absolute that Joe's own party now wants him to throw in the towel and surrender the presidency after a single 90-minute performance. They want Crooked Joe out of the race. It's a shame the way they're treating him. But don't feel sorry for him. He's a very bad guy. He weaponized government. Remember that. He's a very bad guy. Don't feel sorry for him. So tonight I'm officially offering Joe the chance to redeem himself in front of the entire world.
Well, that was the challenge from former President Donald Trump last night. And a little earlier, we spoke to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, and began by asking him how Joe Biden's speech has been received there in Washington.
It's been well received. I mean, there's two audiences here, obviously. One is the NATO summit itself and leaders there and internationally seeing what they wanted to see, a strong, vigorous US leadership pledging support for Ukraine in very, very forthright terms. And then you've got the internal audience here in America, the political audience, especially here in Washington, D.C., who are assessing the president's physical and mental performance, and that he passed with flying colors. A lot of people saying it was a really strong performance by Joe Biden, one of the strongest speech performances that people have seen in at least the last 2 years. So he did well last night.
But of course, he still faces heavy scrutiny over his fitness to govern. And you've been speaking to one former chairman of the Democratic Party, Howard Dean, on your US podcast, States of Mind. What has he had to say?
Well, he cut straight to it. He said that the Democratic Party is in a state of crisis. It was quite a strong statement, but Howard Dean is in a position to make a statement like that. He's a former chairman of the Democratic National Convention, so involved in selecting presidents, the National Party, if you like. He's also a former presidential candidate himself, so the guy is well qualified to speak on the political situation, which he did in our podcast, States of Mind with Jackie Fox, which is out now wherever you get your podcast. But here's what Howard Dean had to say.
Joe has a long history of being very stubborn, and that's how you get places in politics, is never giving up, and he has never given up. From a point of view of whether he can lead the country, absolutely not. I think he's more than capable, and he's had a very, very strong first term. But this is down to electoral politics. I want somebody that can win, and I'm not sure about that yet. There was a poll this morning that was, I thought, was damaging for the president, which is show that Kamala Harris was more likely to beat Trump than Biden. That is very damaging.
Sean, away from that pressure on President Biden, the war in Ukraine, particularly after Russia's deadly strikes on Monday, it's expected to dominate much of this summit. In terms of military aid, what is being pledged?
Well, the announcement last night was of five Patriot missile systems. These are very complex, very expensive systems. Five doesn't sound very much, but actually it packs an enormous punch in terms of defence of the skies of Ukraine on a strategic level, on big missile strikes coming in. The president also pledged to prioritise Ukraine for the delivery of all NATO-produced air defence systems from now on. And that's a really big boost to Ukraine. We've seen that long, damaging period when the US Congress didn't put up any money, six-month period, that there's been a real delay in getting aid to Ukraine. And we saw the impact of that over the last couple of days with those strikes on Kiev, particularly at the Children's Hospital. There's also going to be an establishment of a special Ukraine NATO command in Germany with a three-star general in charge. And that's really to take charge of the coordination of all Allied support for Ukraine, move it away from the national capitals effectively, and in a sense, Trump-proof it in case there's a change of leadership. That was something that Zelensky was talking about last night, saying everybody's looking to November, including Putin, a certain amount of trepidation as to whether things will change if Trump comes back into power. And then in the background, there's a big discussion going on as to whether or not Ukraine should be admitted as a member of NATO or given a clear path to NATO membership. They can't admit a country that's at war, because if they do, then that means that all the other members of the alliance are at war with Russia, which is attacking Ukraine. None of them want that. So that's not going to happen. But there is a definite move towards admitting Ukraine to membership sometime down the road, even though it could upset the Russians, who have historically viewed Ukraine as part of their sphere of influence. A point I put to Leon Panetta, President Obama's former defense secretary and a former head of the CIA, when I met him yesterday.
I just have very little regard right now for caring about Russian feelings, because they've obviously shown no feelings towards Ukraine, or for that matter, the rest of the world. I do believe, however, that if you make very clear to the world that what NATO is about and what Ukrainian membership in NATO is all about is part of the most important defensive alliance in the world. It's a defensive alliance, not an aggressive alliance.
Do you think future Russian administrations will be happy to live with that?
You never know what the hell's going to happen in the future. But right now, I worry a great deal about Putin and the Russia we're dealing with.
And that was former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, ending that update from Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.